Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what exactly are the core issues with this draft?
Well, so I guess this draft policy is problematic for a few different reasons, but the biggest one is that it doesn't really set any key measurable targets or goals for restoring Australia's natural environment or our wildlife at the national level. And the reason for that is it's meant to be our national policy that cascades down to the states and territories and local government and business for how we manage and will restore nature and biodiversity in Australia to meet our international obligations. And it doesn't provide any concrete actions or targets or goals, and any of that is going to potentially happen.
So we went from a 100-page report in 2010 to a revised 17-page report in 2017. Is the government just not taking our environment seriously?
Well, it certainly comes across that way. So that two-year delay is of significant concern given the importance of this document in terms of the national policy environment. And the fact that it's taken 2 years, the fact that it has come down 17 pages, the fact that it doesn't contain any measurable targets or concrete actions, no new law reform proposals or funding proposals or funding increases to deliver our target on our international obligations and our targets is of significant concern, and I think it shows that at least currently the Turnbull government isn't taking the welfare and state of our natural environment seriously.
So obviously in 2010 we had the Gillard Labor government in, and now in 2017 we have the Turnbull government. Do you think it's a partisan divide between Liberal and Labor? Do you think that the Labor Party have a better stance on the environment in this respect?
I think we have to look at the policy as it stands, and we don't certainly look at political parties through any other lens than the effectiveness of their environmental policy.
Of course.
And on that, I'd say at the moment we are severely lacking at this current point in time in serious action to avoid extinctions in Australia, to take serious action to protect landscapes and restore biodiversity, tackle climate change, tackle things like coral reef bleaching, which this strategy is meant to sit on top of most other strategies that we implement for protecting the environment. And so the fact that we do have this 17-page document which implements our international obligations, it doesn't have these measurable targets or actions or law reform or funding, paints a very clear picture that the environment isn't a priority for the current government.
So why do you think they have watered down this plan on such an important issue?
I can only speculate. I think the reality is, going off what we previously said around the environment not necessarily being a priority for the government, is that it has kind of been one of those things that hasn't had sufficient attention. But that would be speculation more than anything else. I think there is a lot of opportunity to improve this policy and improve across the board. We're seeing massive funding cuts to our national environmental program. On 2013 figures, it's going to be potentially 50% over forward estimates will be a cut from on-ground environmental programs, which is a phenomenal amount. We'll have, deep impacts in regional areas as well as in urban areas.
What kind of impacts are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about, cuts to regional land care funding. We're talking about people not having resources to implement things like threatened species recovery plans. We're talking about lack of funding for creating and managing new national parks or reduced funding for other projects such as managing and restoring waterways and stewardship on private properties.
So if you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking to James Trezees, lead of the Nature Campaign with the Australian Conservation Foundation, about the latest plan from the government which is failing to protect our environment. Now, James, an alliance of Australia's biggest environmental groups, including the Australian Nature Campaign, has called the plan a global embarrassment. How do we fare against other parts of the world in this respect?
Well, I think it's important to understand the context. So this policy implements our international obligations. We're one of 194 countries that have signed on to very concrete and specific targets under the Convention on Biological Diversity, the convention under the UN. And this strategy doesn't provide any pathway or mechanism to get us there, to meet those targets. And so in that context, we are a global embarrassment. When we look at what the laws and the funding and the resources that are put in place in other countries, Australia is one of the worst for investment in biodiversity conservation globally, and that's done on a peer-reviewed study. So we have serious issues and serious ground to make up if we are going to make sure that we protect the reefs and the forests and wildlife that are so iconic and so important to most Australians. And so we have big challenges ahead of us, and this strategy doesn't get us there. And on the global stage, it is an embarrassment.
Is this wholly a problem of federal government policy, though? Are they the only people who contribute to the state of our environment in Australia? Is that what you're saying?
No, absolutely not. Like, this policy is actually meant to be a policy developed by federal government, state and territory governments, and even involves local governments. So you've got to remember that the environment is something that primarily belongs to all Australians. We all have roles to play, but it is an issue that needs to be managed by generally our governments, because it is in the public and it's the public commons that need to be managed. So there is a very strong role for government action in setting public policy for managing our environment, and there is a strong role for other layers of government, including states and territories and local governments, in doing this. I think the important thing, though, is that the federal government has responsibility for implementing and making sure that Australia meets our international obligations. This policy is meant to ensure that we meet our international obligations, our international targets, and it's completely failed to do that. And so, in one regard, it belongs to everyone, but the federal government has to lead, as it has done previously, you know, in protecting the Franklin, in protecting things like the Great Barrier Reef over the 80s and 90s, protecting places like Kakadu. So the federal government has to lead in implementing this policy and bringing the states and territories on board. Since 2013, we've lost things like the Standing Council on Environment and Water out of COAG. We've lost a lot of these intergovernmental forums for ensuring that there is unified and concrete and momentum action on environmental policy nationally, and we've lost momentum in those intergovernmental forums.
So in order to try and gain that momentum back, what should a plan like this contain to be effective in caring for our environment?
Well, so there are a number of concrete actions that the plan can contain to start putting us on a pathway towards meeting our international goals. And that includes ensuring that there are robust science and monitoring functions sitting there, so we actually can understand the trends that sit underneath our environment better. But more importantly, it is around funding and making sure we have the right legal framework to protect our environment. Now, this government currently has failed to take action to ensure that we've addressed out-of-control land clearing in Queensland, in Western Australia, and probably in New South Wales very shortly. So that's a major driver of species loss, biodiversity degradation, salinity, a whole range of negative environmental impacts. We have a national environmental law at the moment that could be implemented to fix those systems. The government has not implemented that law effectively and has not enacted that law. And so there are clear law reform proposals in front of the government that they could implement to ensure that land clearing is addressed in a strategic and well-mannered way that ensures that the protection of our environment into the future generations and into the long term.
Well, hopefully the environment can exist into the future. Thank you for your time, James.
Thanks a lot for having me.